This is the Evening Paper, a show about media culture in the modern condition. I'm James Brown. Netflix takes a bath. Buckle up, tweeted Bloomberg media reporter Lucas Shaw on Tuesday before Netflix's earnings report. Think of earnings reports as report cards with billion-dollar consequences. You keep your promises and the market rewards you. When you don't, you're Netflix. They lost tens of billions of stock value in a day. Before the report dropped, it was leaked, accidentally on purpose, of course, that the world's largest streaming company was losing $6 billion a year because you, I, and everyone we know are sharing passwords. Most of us are splitting the growing cost of streaming with friends or family, but others, according to reports, are buying passwords on the black market. Turns out, that's not the only problem for the streaming company either. That whole endless subscriber growth idea that they've based their entire business proposition on isn't working. Netflix lost customers for the first time since 2011 and says it expects to lose another 2 million customers in the coming quarter. Netflix is taking its cue from the Biden administration. They're blaming the war in Ukraine for some of their losses. By pulling out of Russia, they apparently lost about 700,000 subscribers. They also admitted that since everyone has a subscription service, it's harder to keep people paying for theirs. It's clear that Netflix has also come to the conclusion that oh so many of us came to when we started sharing those passwords. Their prices are too damn high. A cheaper ad-supported tier of Netflix is in the making. I'm James Brown, and I good you good night.